with the blonde braids. Yeah, my ass. You tell her, you sing or you're going to prison for 20 years unless you give us your supervisor. Give us the person above you in this racketeering influence corrupt organization. And guess what? Rather than go to Sing Sing for 20 years, she sings. And she gives him the person that's much bigger than her in this criminal enterprise. And then you haul that piece of garbage in. And you put him in the interrogation room. You don't have to beat him up. You don't do that. But you ask him to repeat his story over and over again. Over and over again. And then his story's going to break down. And then you tell him he's going up the river unless he gives you his boss. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you where this goes. And your treasonous FBI knows this. That's why they haven't brought those people in. That's why they haven't questioned them or anybody else. There are hundreds of people that they should be questioning. How about the truck driver who drove more than a quarter of million of ballots? He brought them from New York into Pennsylvania in his truck. He was a United States Postal Service contractor. And this patriotic guy, this honest guy, told the Giuliani people, he let them know. In my memory of how it went down, he's not being questioned. He was told to deliver his more than a quarter of a million phony ballots to a field in Pennsylvania. That's right, not to a warehouse, not to a location that could be tracked or traced with an ID. He was told to deliver them to a field. He dropped them off in a field. When does a truck driver do that? He knew there was a rat here when that happened. He left his load in a field and it disappeared in the middle of the night. Somebody knew it was there and picked it up. The demon rats picked it up. The damn people who've taken over our country picked it up. Over a quarter of a million ballots. And Bill Barr knew this. Has Bill Barr interviewed that truck driver? No, you piece of garbage, Bill Barr. You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the nation. Get out of the Justice Department. Don't wait to be fired. Get out now. I agree with Judge Jeanine Pirro. You're a reptile. He hasn't interviewed that truck driver. A quarter of a million ballots, folks. The entire election in all six of those states hinged on less than a quarter of a million votes. And you think those ballots that he brought in were used to vote for Donald Trump? My ass! They were used to vote for Joe Biden. So, my point is this. This is a criminal enterprise. There are people like George Soros, like Mark Zuckerberg, that are at the top of this criminal enterprise. We want the big guys. We want the mafia dons. That's who we want. We don't want the election worker. We want her boss's boss's boss. And the way you get that is you have an FBI that's not in treason, and unfortunately ours is. And one of the great things that Donald Trump has brought us is he has smoked this out. All of us, every person in this audience now knows this. Your FBI is a treasonous organization. It's not your FBI. They're not going to interview any of these people. Count on it. And if they do interview them, they're not going to tell us. And they're not going to turn over the, what do they call them, 301s, the interview transcripts. They're not going to turn those over. They had interview transcripts for General Flynn that showed he was totally innocent. They had him sent up to, he was going to jail. He was going to prison. A four-star general, a complete and total patriot who didn't even spit on the sidewalk. They were sending him to prison, wrecking his life. His wife stuck with him, but he lost his house. Donald Trump has pardoned him. Thank God. And Flynn, they haven't heard the last from Mike Flynn. But they had they didn't turn over that evidence. It was all redacted or hidden by the FBI. From us. Hidden from whom? From us. That's not our FBI. It's their FBI. It has nothing to do with us. It doesn't serve us. It should be abolished. The whole crowd, they should simply surround that FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. It should be surrounded. And somebody in the bullhorn should say, everybody, you have 30 minutes to exit the building. Do not bring anything with you. You will be frisked on your way out. You will be wanted on your way out. Don't take any thumb drives and shove them up your ass and hide them. You will be X-rayed on the way out. And you will never enter this building again. And you are fired. That's what should happen. And then we should start all over again with patriots, proven patriots like Rudy Giuliani. He'd make a great director of the FBI. He'd make a great attorney general. It's a little late in the day for us to realize that. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not any of your fault. Hey, I got fooled by Bill Barr. I called him a patriot on this show. Shame on me. I made the mistake of believing one of these rats. But anyway, better late than never. We realize this. All right, So I was just using that. By the way, that's just one incident. The video from Atlanta is just one of thousands of documented incidents of treason. Thousands. And Bill Barr says there's no evidence. And of course, that's all that the puke media can say now. There's no Donald Trump is delusional. Nothing bad happened. Oh, the guy that Donald Trump fired. I love this. There is a, I think it's the acronym is CISA, C-I-S-A. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's the computer digital watchdog agency or bureau dealing with election, the integrity of elections. And this piece of garbage put in place by Donald Trump, who believed the guy was a Republican or a patriot, that he had some loyalty to America. These pukes are traitors. They're not like, they're worse than cowards. They're worse than criminals. They are traitors against America. They make Julius and Ethel Rosenberg look like Boy and Girl Scout of the Month. Their crimes against America are worse than Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Some of you are too young to remember who they were. They sent our atomic secrets to communist Joe Stalin so he could develop an atomic bomb. And they ended their careers in Sparky. Yes, Sparky, that's right. The electric chair. The crimes committed by these pukes that I've been naming are worse. They've done more damage to America than Ethel and Julius Rosenberg did. They didn't betray or communicate the whole of the atom bomb project. They were documented, proven to have transferred certain amounts of information to Soviet Communist Bolshevik Russia. That did a lot of damage to us. That accelerated the production of an atom bomb by the Russians. When I forgive my ignorance of my history here, was it 1954 that they detonated their first atomic bomb? That was accelerated by Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, but there were others. There were plenty of other traitors. These traitors who attempted the coup d'etat against Donald Trump, they executed a coup d'etat. And by the way, the coup d'etat was actually successful. In 60 days, Donald Trump might not be president because of their work. That the coup d'etat will have succeeded. Donald Trump will have been removed from his presidency that he deserved and won. And we will have lost our president. I'm not even going to talk about COVID, the China virus. I'll save that for another time. Our enemies have moved on every front. And isn't it funny? Isn't it a strange coincidence that all of these demon rats who participated in the election theft and fraud. Isn't it a strange, you know, it's funny how the world works, isn't it? So many coincidences that are so amazing. It's just a coincidence, by the way. You can't extract, this is not evidence of anything. You know, good judges and attorneys and prosecutors and police, they don't rely on patterns of evidence, do they? Do they? Is that ever a term ever used in a courtroom, a pattern of evidence? Ah, no. I mean, it's just a coincidence that every damned incident of election fraud was done by a demon rat and not one by a Republican. Just a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mean, you know, just try it yourself. You got a penny in your pocket, or a nickel or a dime, Jefferson nickel, Franklin, who's on the quarter? Is it Washington or Franklin? Can't believe I've forgotten. Take your coin out of your pocket and flip that patriot head up in the air and then see heads or tails. Okay, heads. It's a Jefferson nickel. Okay, now flip it again. Just, I mean, it's easy to do to flip it 1,000 times and get Jefferson every time. It's so many people have done it. It's obviously just a coincidence that 1,000 consecutive crimes, all committed by demon rats, none by Republicans. There's no pattern of evidence there. Supreme Court, you don't need to intervene. You don't need to intervene to save the Republic. Why should you do that? You're just the Supreme Court. It's not in your jurisdiction. You can hide in your hole. You can hear some case about marijuana or something. Rule on some marijuana case. Involve yourself with important things. Freedom of speech for strip clubs, or freedom of association for strip clubs. How about a Supreme Court case on that? Don't bother yourself with the destruction of America. Don't bother yourself with a completely stolen election. All right, let's go on here. Let me stop talking. Always something hard for me to do. And let's go, let's listen to the president for a moment. What a relief it'll be. What was that Alka-Seltzer ad when I was a boy? When America was great again? Pop, pop, fizz. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. It was the Alka-Seltzer commercial. So pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is to hear Donald Trump's voice. Let's try it. Let's hear it now. Let's see. Let's go. I'm going to his Twitter account. And let's listen to the president. Here he is. Here's the hour and 47 minute video from Valdosta, Georgia. Thousands of patriots there. Almost everybody with a MAGA hat. And here he is exiting Air Force One. And with Melania, God, this is beautiful. I've done it 4 times. I've witnessed this. I brought my children. Thank God I took my children. I said to myself, well, of course Trump will be reelected. And of course he was. And I said to myself, he'll be reelected by a landslide because of all the great things he accomplished. He helped everybody in America, even the demon rats. He improved their lives, but they're not interested in that. They want to crush America. These are sick, sick people. But every normal person was helped by Donald Trump. So, of course, he would be reelected. So I thought, you know, I'll have a chance to take the kids during Donald Trump's second term to rallies. I don't have to take them in the first term. Thank goodness I doubted. I thought to myself, maybe I just better take the kids now. So I took my boy when he was 9 to 2 rallies, and I took him when he was 5 to 2 rallies. Thank God I did. You'll always have that to remember. Here's Melania and Donald Trump rising on the platform. And let me pause this right now. Let's get a different and also great voice before we hear from the president. Let's hear from Wayne in Texas. Wayne, I'm glad you called, buddy. What's up?
Hi, James. You know, you're hitting it pretty good today. Very good information so far.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the reason I was calling was I just wanted to touch on a couple things and get some discussion going. Number one, In Texas, I can tell you we had a great Stop the Steal rally in Dallas around mid-November. Downtown Dallas, I would say several thousand patriots showed up, and the great thing was it was a good mix of races and color. You know, I mean, everybody was there. And so I would call it almost a Trump coalition, you know, for that matter.
Yes.
So that lasted about an hour, hour and a half. And then after that, we did a march through downtown Dallas and shut down intersections and walked several blocks. And luckily, no trouble or anything, and nobody tried to ram the crowd or whatever. But I found it very, very interesting that, you know, nobody really messed with us very much. There are a lot of shocked faces, though, because people were saying, who are all these white people walking through downtown Dallas? What the heck is going on? So we really had a good laugh out of that. So
yes,
just to give you an idea.
And by the way, I want to hear more from you. Pardon me for interrupting. But Wayne brings an obvious and clear point, folks, that we all, you know, we all feel it, is that these riots, the communists have always operated this way. In Bolshevik Russia, they operated this way. All their, you know, every communist revolution has operated this way. They aren't numerous. They're strategically placed. These people are heat-seeking missiles that find positions of power. In these riots that they've held, there weren't 10,000, 20,000 like a Trump rally. They could get a crowd of 500 hooligans together, bought and paid for by people like George Soros, to burn down something like that church across the street from the White House, to set it on fire, or to pull down statues. But the media inflicted on you the image by controlling what's on your TV screen. They gave you the feeling that America was burning. They gave you the feeling, or not you, but gullible Americans, that there are huge hordes of these left-wingers. There aren't. We outnumber them hugely. And that's the point Wayne is illustrating right here. When you have a crowd of thousands of patriots whose arms don't look like twigs, you know, these are people who work for a living. And, you know, there's actual girth to their biceps. These little pukes, these little college jerks, they don't want to mess with a guy that could, you know, punch through drywall. They don't want to deal with that with a crowd of American patriots, of real men and real women. So they don't confront a big crowd of us. They run. They skulk into the shadows. Oh, me, not me. You know, they get out of the way. And that's the point America needs to realize. But Wayne, I'm interrupting you. But that you experienced that right there as you marched right through the middle of Dallas, and all you saw was shock stares. You didn't see Antifa taking you on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think again, people were shocked, and I think in some cases they were glad to see it because it brings really public, you know, all the anger and everything else as to how this election was run. But
wait, now, can I interrupt you one more time? Because sure. Maybe just to put a small point on it, but it's important. When I talk about the shocked faces in downtown Dallas, and Wayne is right, these are overwhelmingly good people, Americans of every race, of every religion, every group of Americans are overwhelmingly good people. So he's right. Black Americans in central cities, it's been a while since I was in Dealey Plaza. I actually have been in Dealey Plaza there in Dallas, and that's a story in itself. But do Black Americans want law and order? You bet. Do they want a well-funded police department? You bet. Do they want those squad cars in their neighborhoods? You bet. And are they patriotic overwhelmingly? You bet. And Donald Trump, you're right. I like your word you used, Wade, a coalition. Donald Trump's the first patriot leader who's managed to make the point and start the process of bringing everybody that's patriotic, black, brown, red, white, of every faith, men, women, youth, old. He's bringing us into a coalition of patriots, and that has to happen. We have to do it that way, and nobody else before Donald Trump figured it out. Now stay there. I talk too much. We'll be right back, and I promise I'll zip my lip, and we'll listen to Wayne right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"Hey, when I was a little boy, America used to be great again." I'm 72 now. Donald Trump's 74. He's remembering the same thing. When he says, "Make America great again," I think he's thinking back to the time of, President Coolidge, Calvin Coolidge. America certainly was great during Coolidge's administration. And so in earlier times, even before his own. But I think Donald Trump, like me, is thinking back to his boyhood when Mama used to say to me, his mother, McLeod, that's her maiden name, a Scottish woman born in Scotland, whose first language was Gaelic. That's right. Humble origins in the Hebrides Islands of Scotland. But anyway, hang on just a second. I know you'll like this. This is a touch. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Donald Trump? Did you see how the Valdosta rally began, Wayne?
With the Air Force One pulling in and Trump coming on stage with Melania.
Yes. Okay. So Wayne's onto it, folks. But I want to share it with you. He's already seen it. But this is a classic Donald Trump stroke of genius, stroke of greatness, touch, and it shows you what part of. You know, the demonstration of what a good man, what a big man, what a warm-hearted patriot Donald Trump is. He comes out of if you've never seen Air Force One, folks, you've never been to a rally. Oh, I told you, I said to you, please go to a Trump rally. And there will be more. It may not be with Air Force One. It may be with Trump's own jet, which is a 757. And let me tell you, that's a hell of a jet. But So you're going to get a good consolation prize when you see that pull up to your speaking location. But he gets out of the plane with his beautiful wife, Melania, in a kind of a maroon color, looks like a leather jacket. And I'll bet you it's real leather, ladies and gentlemen. But here's what Trump does. He comes up to the podium. The crowd's going wild. Thousands and tens of thousands of people. It's dark. It's night there in Valdosta. But who goes to the podium? Trump comes up, you know, hand in hand with his wife. And then he steps off to, you know, wave to the crowd. Who steps to the podium? Not Donald Trump. Melania. What a touch, Wayne. And so let me play that for you now, ladies and gentlemen. And he shows, and the way she's beaming, this beautiful, loyal, wonderful first lady. What a touch in this rally, where we're all wondering, is the commander still in his saddle? Is he still motivated? Is his team still together? Well, folks, all of you that are married, you know, hey, your wife or you ladies, your husband, that's the core of your team. If your wife or your husband isn't with you, oh, you got a problem. I'll tell you what, Melania's with Donald. Listen to this. And you're hearing Lee Greenwood sing, at least I'm American, where I know I, at least I know I'm free. And every one of his rallies, Donald Trump is introduced with that song. And Lee Greenwood actually sings it live sometimes. Melania's at the podium. Tens of thousands of people going wild, cheering her.
Hello, Georgia.
She opens, not the president. He is so proud. He's grinning from ear to ear. He is so proud of his wife.
It is wonderful to be here with you tonight. Thank you for coming out and supporting us. President Trump continues to fight for you every single day.
That's it.
Do not let your voices be silenced. We must keep our seats in the Senate. It is more important than ever that you exercise your right as an American citizen and vote. Under my husband's leadership, our borders are safer. Global terrorists have been destroyed, and historic peace deals in the Middle East have been made. Our nation is respected again, and our allies are now doing their fair share globally. President Trump has brought jobs back to the American people. And opportunities for women have expanded in our workforce. Our economy has soared and unemployment has shrunk.
I love this lady.
When a global pandemic hit the United States last January, my husband put the American people first.
Now, let me give you a little detail. Wayne, you'll love this. I don't know if you noticed this watching the video. And Wayne's out there, folks. He catches everything. I'm looking at the crowd in the bleachers behind the podium, the usual setup for when the president shows up in his jet, and he walks. He walks from the jet. It's so personal. It's so close over to speak to you. And I've sat, not more than, four times. I've been like within 100 feet of the president. It's so wonderful. And the first lady on occasion. But I'm looking at the crowd in the bleachers, Wayne, behind Melania and the president, who, as she's speaking, by the way, you know how to read his lips. One of the things the president says is so true. So true. I'm going to come right back. Wayne, stay there. I know I'm being wordy about this, but I'm going to give you a juicy, wonderful detail right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, thank you for joining us. We've got a half an hour show left, and I'm sharing this with Wayne in Texas. Marcus in Idaho is waiting, so Marcus, we'll get to you if I can control myself a little bit. We're listening to Melania Trump, and here's the juicy detail. I don't know if you noticed this, Wayne, but you know, there are hundreds of people in the bleachers behind Melania Trump and the president, who's standing off, you know, about 15 feet to her side, so she can speak. She can take the center of attention. And I'm looking at, now Donald Trump is the greatest showman, the greatest producer in history. He is incredible at staging events. incredible. He's the greatest speaker I've ever heard. No one else even comes close. And I've studied speech, rhetoric. I've tried to learn to be a good speaker myself. I've really seriously studied the subject and studied the great speakers, part of the program. And nothing comes within shouting distance of Donald Trump. But he's also great at directing an event. For everything, the jet, the bleachers, the bunting, the banners, the music, Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American, you name it, everything. So he's got a bleacher behind him full of people. And I just noticed something, Wayne, about that bleacher. It's about 90% women. Now, folks, things don't happen by accident at Trump events. The president's stamp is on everything. That's why I'm saying a great producer. He doesn't miss a single detail. And this, he's famous for this. He'll notice that if there's a little tear in the carpet in his personal jet, he'll notice it. And there's a famous video where he wouldn't take off until they fixed that piece of carpet. He wouldn't take off. He had to fix that. He's incredible. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. But he notices things. He's done this with our country. He's noticed small things that needed to be fixed that other presidents wouldn't notice. Anyway, there are mostly women in the bleacher, but there's something, Wayne, that's wonderful. Not a single person is wearing a damn mask. It's so wonderful. Folks, this didn't happen by accident because I've been to other Trump rallies where I was there and everybody in the bleacher was wearing a mask. Now, the mask said, you know, Trump 2020 on it or Make America Great Again or MAGA, but everybody was wearing a mask. Now, that didn't happen by accident. As those people went up into the bleacher, they were going by Trump workers who had a plan, orchestration by Donald Trump. And so everybody was handed a mask and they put it on. But in this event in Valdosta yesterday, those same Trump workers weren't handing everybody a mask. And nobody in that bleacher has a mask on. We're talking hundreds of people. That's not an accident, folks. Donald, I'm telling you what it tells you, loud and clear. Donald Trump, who's been advised by Dr. Scott Atlas, who is aware that the COVID China flu plague is in its hype, in the panic, in the hysteria. It's a hoax, folks. It's a hoax. Yes, there's a China flu. You're not going to get sick. You're not going to, certainly not going to die from it. And driving you to hysteria and panic. And we've all met people. We all know people that are hysterical, that are panicked, who actually fear death for no reason, none, no reason. For young people, the risk of death is zero. It's zero. It's not low. It's zero. It rhymes with low, but it's lower than that. And for you, if you're 30, if you're 40, it's zero. So Donald Trump has gotten the message. This is what I'm saying by those masks not being there. He has gotten the message that this is a hoax. We've all been hoaxed. I think maybe this show, maybe we can sort of take a little bit of credit for having realized it was a hoax pretty darn early, maybe among the earliest. But everybody's been fooled. I was fooled by Bill Barr. I thought he was a patriot. But the president, with no masks in that crowd, folks, it tells us the president knows this is all BS. And that the Chinese communists, for whom Joe Biden and company, John Brennan, James Clapper, they're in the tank, folks. They're bought. They're paid for. They're compromised. They've got video. They've got motel room video on these people. These people are bought, paid for, and controlled. And on top of that, they're evil. So the Chinese, now let me go back to Wayne. Wayne, let me play Melania for a moment, and then we're going to come back to you. I apologize for interrupting you. I promised I wouldn't do it, and there I go.
Okay.
And now under this administration, and because of our amazing medical capabilities and resources, we are closer than ever to a vaccinate that will save millions of lives. Let your voices be heard, Georgia. get out and vote for Senator Leffler and Senator Perdue. Thank you, and God bless you and your families. It is now my pleasure to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, and the kiss. I love it. Oh, what a man. He walks her off the stage. He doesn't just send her to walk off by herself. He leads her over the stairs. What a gentleman. Four more years. Channing.
A very popular first lady, I have to tell.
Okay, let me pause the president. We'll go back to Wayne. Wayne, share more of your wisdom with us.
Okay, I know you have another caller, so I'll cut it short.
You got the podium. Mark, I have never kept Marcus waiting the way you have. I have so many IOUs to you. Go ahead, Wayne, and Marcus will understand.
Okay. Well, again, one of the main reasons I wanted to call today, you were talking about the ladies in at that voting center that pulled the suitcases out and all that. And it turns out the mother of the girl in blonde curls that you mentioned, her name is Ruby Freeman. So that's the mother. Then the daughter is the blonde curl girl. I don't know her name. But this needs to be confirmed, but I happened to come across a post that she did on Facebook and wanted to share it, okay? And there's a couple of lines out of here that really jump out if it turns out to be true. And she says, among other things, "I am so proud of my baby because today we did something to change history, and we decided we will not be silent and allow evil to control this country." Again, this is the mother of the blonde curls. She talks about being shocked and upset about Donald Trump and all that. But she says, "Thank God my baby had a plan, and today we put that plan in action after those who support Trump and Fox News thought they won and left the building. My baby knew how racist Georgia was and how the vote was going to go, so we resorted to Plan B. Now you see the results of my brilliant baby. Joe Biden is now the winner," and she goes on, you know, a few other things. So, again, this needs to be confirmed, but this shows, though, how arrogant and really stupid these people are that tried to pull this off. Again, if it's true, you know, we want to confirm. But again,
and by the way, Wayne, you can be sure, Wayne, you can be sure that this is, folks, and I mentioned this earlier. If anything, you know, thousands of incidents have appeared. And, you know, the left-wing media, there'll be one or two of them. They like to say they have debunked things. Well, when you have thousands of pieces of evidence, one or two or three or four are not going to pan out. And in fact, they will plant. I'm not saying this is such a case, Wayne, but one of the tricks, these people are so nasty. They are such snakes. They are such reptiles. One of their tricks is to plant a false story intentionally that looks attractive to patriots. They'll put a fake story in. Then, of course, it turns out to not be true. They know that would happen. So they can then debunk it, and then they use that as a smokescreen to fool. Then there's, oh, see, that story wasn't true. They planted the story. That true story didn't turn out. So all the Trump people are all liars, and all their evidence is false. These people are extreme experts. Yes, they are. They're morally stupid, Wayne, but they are incredibly clever and sly. And they engage in psychological warfare and deception on a scale that you and I see, all you out there in the audience, you don't know what deception is. You're faithful and true to your friends. You live a life of decency and honor and integrity, and you do it all the time. You have your whole life. These people, these snakes, these rats, they spend most of their time cheating, lying, and screwing people. That's what they do. And I loved, by the way, I loved it. One of the people testifying at the Giuliani hearing, I think it was either before Pennsylvania or the Michigan, state Senate committee. She, one of the puke left wing senators, said she was lying. Said to this lady she was lying, and she had been cheerful, and you know she'd been like all you people in her eyes, a cheerful, creative person. And then when she was told she was lying by this piece of garbage in the Democrat Senate committee, she broke down and she let it out. Her emotions show. And she almost tearfully, she said, "My life's been ruined. I've lost my job. I've lost my house. I've lost my friends and family. You know, I've been threatened with violence." And she said, "By you Democrats." And it was wonderful. She said, "That's what you do." It was a beautiful moment. That's what you do. And that's what, Wayne, I know you agree with this. One of the beautiful things that will come out of this, some of the lemonade that we will make from this lemon of a stolen election, is that we have our awareness that that's what they do has been heightened. It's been focused. So we, as an army, we've taken some losses in this battle, but we're in perfect formation. We're as dangerous as ever. And these demon rats, you know, they're running around, hee hee ha ha. You know, they're screaming, they're having their big party. These dumb asses are going to make more mistakes, and we're going to take them apart. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, and I sure hope that's the case. And one more comment, and I'll get off for your other caller. But again, you bring up a good point there, but it just shows what Trump's been fighting. All these government agencies, especially FBI and CIA and some other major agencies, Department of Justice. Now we add the U.S. Postal Service, based on what we've seen of their issues and what they did with some of the votes and all that. Social media, the mainstream media, the Democrats, Chinese, probably a list of other people. So it just shows how daunting the task is. But I think the American people are just mad enough now and mainly awake that, again, I think we can really, again, put up a good battle here as time goes on. So, but with that, I'll get off so your other caller can get on.
Hang on just a second. Wayne, hang on. I value your presence on the radio so much. Please hang on if you got a minute. I don't want to keep you away from your dinner or anything. But my goodness, I really want to hear – you know, your reaction. I'll let you stand in for our whole audience here. clearly more intelligent than our host. One of the things that's most beautiful, it makes me, I sleep like a baby again, is the way I did when Trump, you know, I thought he was surely going on to victory, because if he loses the presidency, if we lose the presidency, we still have, and now more than ever, just as you said, more than ever, it's heightened. Our awareness is heightened. We have the leader, our leader of our movement. And remember, he said, I forgot to mention this. He begins this, he ends this rally. And I didn't get a chance to play this. And if I had, you know, producers or something as good as the engineers over at RBN, I'd have these clips and I could call for clip 12, clip 20 and so on. But this clip that I'd want to play right now, Wayne, is one where he ends the rally with something he said at every rally I've attended. He says, "We are," and I know what the next word is. He says, "We are," he slows down, and he becomes very stentorian at this moment, very eloquent. He says, "We are one." The next word, folks, is always movement. Always. He doesn't vary it. He then says, "We are one movement. One family, one people," always in that order. Movement's always first. You would think maybe one family or one people might be first. No, he puts movement first because that's what he's created. That's what Wayne is a leader in. He's part of it, as are all of you. We're all part of this movement he's created. And there he is with his beautiful wife on the stage. And by the way, he's looking really fit and healthy in this this in Valdosta. He's looking like, you know, he's dangerous as president of the United States to the left. You know what, folks? Don't discount this. Being out of the White House and out of that viper's nest and not having to deal with all those traitors all around him, like William Barr and General Mad Dog Mattis. Being free of those people, Donald Trump out of office might just be more dangerous than in office. What do you think, Wayne?
Quite possibly. I hope we don't go down that road. But again, I think I could see another possible a new party blowing up as well, starting up, as well as a new network. So I think he'd have a lot of support, like, you know, within a week of millions of people, you know, backing him whatever he decides to do. So, well, James, I got to run. So thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. And now let us go to the so patient Marcus in the great state, the great Republican patriot state of Idaho.
Hello, sir. Thank you for your patriotic duty to America and your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. Share with the audience whatever you'd like here. I want to hear. How do you feel, Marcus, about our prospects here? Our leader is clearly in the saddle, facing the enemy. And my feeling is that our army, our movement, is in position and in formation. What do you think?
Well, I got a few things to say. I hope I can hit your points also. First off, I want to say that as a hot dog cart owner here in Idaho, I want to sell bumper stickers. And I saw one for sale that I want to pick up. It's got a child's depiction of a snake on it, and it says, "Don't snap or no step on snake." And it's S-N-E-K, and that's from the whole Gadsden flag. I thought it was hilarious. It was funny things.
Rattlesnake,
America?
The rattlesnake in that Gadsden flag, or in the Patriot, the don't tread on me, that flag. I think the Gadsden flag, isn't that the one that has the cannon, the Texas cannon, that the Mexican dictator wanted to capture from the Texas Patriots, who won independence for the nation of Texas. But in that don't tread on me flag, I'll just relay a little thing about a rattlesnake. I don't know what the exact origin of that image is, but I know this is legendary about rattlesnakes. I think they made this mistake with Donald Trump. I don't like to think of Donald Trump as a rattlesnake, but a dangerous warrior. And, you know, they say this about, you know, don't just get the rattlesnake angry. Don't just hit it. Don't just hit it. You better kill it. Because if you just hit it, that snake's going to bite you big time.
Well, that actually plays into what I'm saying, would like to comment on, you know, this the steal that happened in our republic, which I am pissed off about, did not come out of the womb unformed. This wasn't just an all of a sudden the womb and this whole thing came together in like a week or so. This was planned for 4 years. I'm pretty in my gut, I feel that. And if that was planned for 4 years, then was COVID part of the plan?
Yes.
So that it could have the mail-in ballots. And so if that is the case, that is a very, very deep, destructive worldwide hatred of America and destruction and trying to take down all of what we stand for, like you were saying earlier, what America stands for. I was 5 years old.
Marcus, your point is beautiful. I just want to underscore it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very proud of the fact that on this show, really very early, was anybody earlier than this show? We said the Chinese Communist Party launched the Chinese virus. They launched it. They engineered it. They exported it. I think I read that a million Chinese, were sent to America after they knew they had a contagious virus, an epidemic virus, that they could have shut down in China. They did, in fact, keep it out of all of China. It was in Wuhan. It killed 4,000 people, largely, in Wuhan. Didn't go anywhere else in China. They successfully isolated the rest of China. They had entire provinces of China where 10 people died, if we trust their numbers. But in this case, I'm trusting them. And they didn't need to send it to the rest of the world. They certainly should have shut their airports down and shut travel to Europe and America down. They didn't. They increased their travel. This piece of garbage, Xi Jinping, the dictator, the communist dictator of China, the murderer, the mass murderer, he sent 1 million Chinese around the world to spread the virus deliberately. And we said it on the show. This virus was launched. Hang on. This virus was launched against America to take out Trump and destroy America. Go ahead, Marcus.
And so what does that say for the people which are in power, which thought that that was a good thing, that they were connected with this whole puppet master scheme to take down America and to take down our president, and the end game to take us out, American patriots, who would say, no, we're not wearing a mask because this is a foolish disease, but it is such a vile concept of what is happening in the world that it is mind boggling, and it's just like, geez, how do you work through that? I'm definitely hoping that Donald Trump actually calls forth the martial law on the country and writes this, because
I'll tell you what, if I heard that Donald Trump had declared martial law, I would run out the front door of my house whooping and hollering like a Texan at the Alamo, and I get all my flags out and fly all my flags, and I'd be looking to sign me up for that, Mr. President. That would be a wonderful thing. I don't know if he'll be able to accomplish that. We're going to go forward whether he can do that or not. But he would certainly be right to declare martial law. Absolutely, America has never had an emergency, never more serious, more threatening to the life of our nation. Nothing, no moment in our history, starting with the Pilgrims, before we even had a country. There is never starving there and freezing in Plymouth. That was less of an emergency than we have now. The Civil War, the Revolutionary War.
I'd actually say it was the same. If the Pilgrims died, then America would have died.
Well, no, so, I understand. Including my ancestors. I have ancestors that were on the Mayflower who died that winter.
Yes, sir. And same here.
But I'm still here. But I'm here. And so, Princess, I have Pilgrim ancestors who died, starved, scalped by Indians. The Pilgrim, Anne Hutchinson, was scalped by Indians.
We're in
the
same
Bronx,
boat,
New York,
brother. And I appreciate you. Can I say one last thing? Can I say one last thing before you go?
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
Marcus, let me give you a rain check, because we got pardon me for talking over you, and we got the exit music going. Marcus, you've got a rain check, just as Wayne always does. And we'll be back again next week here in the Clubhouse, folks, with more good news from the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.